A new cable network for Muslim Americans is up and running in Detroit. Bridges TV says it wants to inform and entertain Muslims and at the same time give viewers who aren't Muslims a glimpse into their culture. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio reports.
Mo Hassan was traveling from Buffalo to Detroit a few weeks after the September 11th terrorist attacks when his wife came up with the idea for the new network. They were in the car listening to the radio when they heard some derogatory remarks about Muslims.
She felt that that kind of environment would not be very good for raising, you know, children with having positive self-esteem about their identity both as an American and as a Muslim, and felt there should be some kind of an American Muslim media.
Hassan is now the CEO of Bridges TV. He says his wife convinced him to use his MBA and experience as a banker to write a business plan and find investors. Hassan readily found them in doctors, lawyers, and business owners from around the country who bought into his vision and his company. He thinks that's because the network's goal is pretty simple.
The main mission of the network is to build bridges of friendship and understanding between mainstream America and American Muslims. And we hope long-term Bridges TV can help create better understanding between America and Islam.
The cable network hopes to do that by running a wide range of programming 24/7. Comedies, cooking shows, news, and movies are just a few examples of what Bridges TV viewers will be able to see.
There is no image more enduring or symbolic as a point of difference between East and West.
Bridges TV has already been broadcasting for several weeks, but it's only been available on satellite TV or on the Internet. Comcast is now making the service available to digital cable subscribers in Metro Detroit, putting Bridges TV in as many as 1 million homes in the region. Hassan says the network will have a wider impact than networks like Al Jazeera because it will be broadcast in English, making its programming accessible to both Muslims and non-Muslims who don't speak Arabic. Hanan Deep works for Access, a social services agency for Arab Americans in Metro Detroit. She says she's looking forward to the new service as a way to provide a different level of insight into her own community.
I think it may fill the void of Arabs that don't speak Arabic. I'm an Arab American, but I don't speak Arabic. So that's going to be of interest because now I can have a channel that I can look at, you know, I can listen and actually understand what's going on.
Brian Dietz is a spokesman for the National Cable and Telecommunications Association. He says there are always challenges for fledgling cable networks. It's hard enough for them just to stand out in a crowd.
There are approximately 390 cable networks that already exist, so there is quite a few options for people to choose from when viewing cable networks, whether it's different genres like sports or movies or lifestyle, home entertainment.
Bridges TV CEO Mo Hassan says he thinks the venture will hit the break-even point within a couple of years. He says Detroit, with its large Arab American and Muslim populations, will be a key test for the viability of the service nationwide. Hassan says while the network is modeled after other successful ventures that target specific audiences, like Black Entertainment Television and the Spanish language Telemundo, the response of Detroit viewers will determine just how quickly Bridges TV expands into other cable markets. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.